morning, everybody. Today's daf is Moed Katan Daf Chav Tes, the very last daf of Maseches Moed Katan. We are holding on Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis at the Mishnah on the top of the page on Chav Ches Amid Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. Today, the Mishnah is going to discuss, can people be Ma'anos, Metapchos, and Mekoninos on Chalamoed, on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah, and Purim? These are all different ways that they would carry on when they would have a Levaya. So you're allowed to do these things on these special days. Then the Gemara is going to have seven different sayings that Rava quotes from the women of a place called Dishchantziv, that they used to have different sayings upon the Patira of somebody, and he quotes what they used to say. Then the Gemara is going to have what it means that when you go to a Beis Avel, Achai Yitein Elibo, what exactly should be the thought process of somebody who goes to visit a Beis Avel. Then the Gemara is going to discuss when Rabbi Shmuel's son died, that four of the holy Tanoim came to visit him, and they each offered Divrei Nechama. So it's going to elaborate on what the Divrei Nechama were that were offered by each of the Tanaim. Then the Gemara is going to tell us a couple of halachos of an Avel, that an Avel speaks first in the Beis Avel, that the Avel is Yoshev Barosh in the Beis Avel. Then the Gemara is going to describe the Tzias Neshama a little bit, and it's also going to discuss how to say goodbye to somebody when somebody is dying. And then at the very, very end, the Gemara is going to just be Misayim B'Dover Tov. It's going to end off on a more cheerful note, since this perek has not been the most cheerful perek we've ever learned. So let's begin on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, Nashim b'moed ma'anos avalo metapchos. That women on Chol HaMoed could be ma'anos, they can express divrei tzar, they can cry over the mace on Chol HaMoed, but they should not be clasping their hands together to express their tzar. Rabbi Shmuel Omer hasmuchos l'mita metapchos. That if the Nashim are close to the coffin, and then they can even be metapchos. Just those that are more distant should not be metapchos. Barosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Ma'anos u'metapchos. But that's a certain stringency we have for Chol HaMoed. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, the women are not only allowed to be ma'anos, they're also allowed to clasp their hands together, they're allowed to be metapchos. But b'zeh, on all of these special days, Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, lo mekoninos. They don't go that step further to be mekoninos. The Gemara is going to discuss what that means to be mekoninos. So even though they may be ma'anos on even on Chol HaMoed, mitapchos certainly on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, and maybe not on Chol HaMoed, but mekoninos certainly not on any of these days. They should not be mekoninos. So that's also all of that is bifnei ames. But nikbar ames, once the mace is buried, then all of it stops. Lo ma'anos, lo mitapchos, and certainly obviously lo mekoninos. Ezu inoi, what does it mean to be ma'anos? What do they do? Shekulan onos ka'achas. That means that they all cry out at the same time. A kina is said responsively, that one of them cries out and then everyone responds with the same divrei kina that she said, similar to how we would recite the Dover Shabbat Kedusha, where one person is leading and says it and then everyone responds. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, v'lamidna b'noseichem nahi v'isha ru'usa kina. So it describes kina as something that an isha says to her friend. Isha ru'usa kina. So that's how we know that kina is something that's said responsively. So the Mishnah concludes that's all on these days where there's Misa and Avelus, Avelas Lavo, but when you're not talking about our times anymore, you're talking about Las Lavo, Bila Mavas Lanetzach, Mocha Hashem Elkim Dima, Me'al Kalpanim. Hashem is going to cease, there's not going to be death anymore, and Hashem will wipe away tears from everybody's face. We're not going to have what to cry about anymore. So it seems that since this is the last Mishnah, Maseches Moed Katan, that the Tana is already trying. We know the Gemara always tries to be Mesayim B'Davar Tov, but here you have the Tana already being Mesayim B'Davar Tov. So Tosos writes, yeah, you want to be Mesayim B'Davar Tov because this is really the end. Kedei L'Sayim B'Davar Tov Mishum D'Moed Katan, Hu Sof Seder Moed, says Tosos. This is the last Mesechta in Seder Moed, so we wouldn't end off a Mesechta in such a way, but this is the last Mesechta in Seder Moed. Someone just told me yesterday that they were arranging a whole big siyum on Seder Moed, and they had they're trying to figure out all the logistics and everything, and then they realized there's one more Masechta. They forgot. They held like Tosfos. They thought that they had gotten there, that they had finished all of Seder Moed. So in the Teferis Bachrim, he says that's Dafka because it's the end of a Seder. Being the end of a Masechta, we don't find that the Mishnayos are makbid about this. However, we paskin like the Rambam and the Akdamah to the Perush of Mishnayos, who disagrees with Tosfos and holds that Masechta Chagiga comes after Masechta Moed Katan. Meaning, obviously, Tosfos didn't erase Masechta Chagiga. Tosfos held Masechta Chagiga comes before Masechta Moed Katan. We hold Masechta Chagiga comes after Masechta Moed Katan. The Karen Ora explains that Las Adavod is not going to be Misa Al Yidei Mikra. It's not going to be Yeshu Nispa below Mishpat. There's not going to be anyone who dies without just by happenstance. But there's still going to be Misa Al Yidei Chet. Ish Bechet O Yumas. And since there's not going to be so much of a Yetzer Hara, there's not going to be so much Chet. So there's not going to be so much Misa. So that's what the Karen Ora says. Not that there's not going to be Misa at all. It just means that it's not going to be so common because Misa is only Ish Bechet O Yumas. And without a Yetzer Hara, there's not going to be much to do Averos about. That's how he suggests. Now the Hamik Sheila, the Netziv and Hamik Sheila raises the question: wait a second, how could Nashim be Ma'anos b'Moed? They're being Mevatel the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov by being Ma'anos and Mekonos on Chol HaMoed. So he said, based on that, he's Mechadish that the Chiyuv to be Mesameach on Yom Tov is not a Chiyuv that you have to be happy the entire day on Yom Tov. As long as you experience happiness at some point on Yom Tov, then you have fulfilled the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. So by being Ma'anos, they have not been Mevatel the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. It's quite a chiddush. According to that, it's difficult to understand why can't they be Metapchos also. In the Ma'adim Uzmanim, Rav Sturmbach and Chilek Zayin, Simon Kofir Beis, he wonders that there, of course, there's a chi of Simcha in all day long. How can you say that you're allowed to be sad? Well, all the things we learn about Moed, that you're not allowed to be sad, you're not allowed to do things that are upsetting on Moed. So he says that there are two gedarim of Simcha on Moed. One is to do pu'ulos that are maybe Simcha, like Achilas Bas or Shtiyas Yayin, and then there's Simcha Belev. The pu'ulos that are maybe Simcha, that you don't have to do all day. That you only have to do once each day. But to experience the Simcha Belev, that's knowing all day. And the Gabi, the Simcha of the Lev, it's good enough to not be Misabil in the normal way, and that will prevent the normal Simcha, and you could be Mekayim, the normal Avelis, rather you could be Mekayim, the normal Simcha on Moed. So the Nashma Ma'anos for Metapchos, so it shouldn't be Kedera Chol because of the Mitzvah of Simcha, and that way they'll be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Simcha. So he tries to work on it, what it is that they're able to accomplish within the Mitzvah of Simcha by being Ma'anos and by not being Metapchos. In the Tiferes Yisrael, in the Yachin Boaz Mishnayos, he said, wait a second, Nashma Ma'anos, why is that not Kol B'Isha Erva? Why are they allowed to do that at a Levaya? Some of their men at the Levaya too, isn't this violation of Kol Isha for the Nashim to be Ma'anos. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun Beis says that even B'Shas Hesped were concerned about Kol Isha. So he says that at the time that the mace is Mutal Lefanav, we're not Choshish for Hirhur. That when there's a mace right there, there's much less of a Choshash of Hirhur. The Gemara says that V'Yetzer Harim Miskaber Alav, what should a person do? The Gemara says in the first part of Brachos, Yaskir Yom HaMisa. You should recall the Yom HaMisa. Amusa Apam, when Yaakov encounters the Yetzer Hara of Mitzrayim for the first time, his first words, Amusa Hapam. Now he's Maskir the Yom HaMisa. So when one is actually experiencing Meso Muta Lefanav, there's less of Chashash of Hirur. But the Kasha that they ask on the Tiferes Yisrael is that in Kiddushin Daf Peyam and Beis, it says that we're concerned about these things, even by Levias HaMeis, even when they go to Levaya to bury a mace outside of the city, that they have to be careful not to violate Yichud. So he suggests that maybe the chashash is that they're going to violate Znus after the Kavura, but Kolzman, that the mace is Mutal Lefanav, maybe then there's no chashash whatsoever. So the Tiferes Yaakov just points out, maybe over here we're talking about Nashmar Ma'anos, but there are no men around. Who says that they're doing this in front of men? Maybe it's where there are no men around that there will be Ma'anos, and therefore the Kasha doesn't even get off the ground to begin with. Okay, so my Amran, so says the Gemara, what would the women say during the Hesped? So Amrav, Vayla Oz Chazal Vayle Chavila. They would say, "Oy for him leaving the departure of this mace, Ozla, the departure of this mace, and woe oy to the mashkon that the owner has taken back, that the nefesh of a person is given to a person as a pikadon for the period of time that they're here on this world, and now the Bailim has asked for his pikadon, he's asked for his mashkon back." So Amar Rava, Nashi Dishchantziv Amran Hachi. The women of Dishchantziv used to say exactly that. Vayla Azla, Vayla Chavila. That's how they would say when they would be ma'anos. And then Rava says, and I'll tell you six other things that they used to say. Each of these phrases are difficult to translate, but Vamar Rava, Nishe Dishchantziv Amran, the women of Dishchantziv used to say, God garma mikocha v'nimte maya la antiche. They cut off the food from the teeth, and the water should get to antiche. Meaning, when you pull the food from the mouth of the chola, his body will warm up, which means his urine will become warmer, like the mayim of antiche. V'yamar Rava, and Rava also said neshidish chantziv amran, that the neshidish the women of neshchantziv, the neshedish dishchantziv used to say, Atof v'chasut turei dvarami ubar ravrivihu, that wrap the mountains in darkness as a sign of avelos, because this person who's being buried is a child of gedolim, a child of people who are very high, via like a mountain. Via marava neshed dishchantziv amran. Another thing that the neshed dishchantziv used to say, shayol itzdol demilso levar chorin deshalimus vade, that a person who comes from a prestigious family who runs out of food and he doesn't have any parnasa, misa is good for him, like a fancy garment, that he'd be better off dead than alive. He's not going to know how to deal if a person was raised in a family that always had plenty and that always had a lot in terms of their gashmius needs. He's not going to be able to adjust to life where he doesn't have anything. V'yamarav in the shed shchantziv amran. A fifth thing that they used to say: Rahit v'nafal amabra v'yizufta yosef. That a person should run his entire life after money, and now he falls empty. When you leave this world, you have to leave the money with other people. That you can't take the money with you. So that's what they used to comment at the levaya. V'yamarav, and a sixth thing that neshed shchantziv amran. Achaga tagari azvazgi mibadku, that our brothers, the merchants, in the place of the merchant, they check whether their merchandise is good or not. So Avamar Rava, Nishay Dishchantziv Amran, Mosa ki Mosa, the death of this person is like the death of everybody else, because everybody ultimately dies. Umarin chibulaya. However, the yusurim that a person has, the chibulaya, the yusurim that a person has, that he's sovel before his death, that's like the ribbis. That's like is not the same for everybody. That some people pay a lot more than other people. So everybody dies. The only variant in terms of how people die is the yisurin that people suffer when they die. So Tanya. So those are the seven sayings that Rava quotes that the women of Dishchantziv used to say at Levayas. That's how they would be ma'anos. So Tanya. Hayra Meir Omer Tov Lechs El Beis Evel, that the pasuk says in Koheles that it's better to go to Beis Evel than to go to a Beis Mishnah. So the pasuk is of Ad Vachayitin Elibo. Rameir used to quote up until the phrase Vachayitin Elibo. So what exactly is it that the Chay is Yitin Elibo? What exactly a person is going to Beis Evel? So he knows he's supposed to internalize something. What ideas should he internalize? So Dvarim Shalmisa, he should think about that he's also going to die, and that he should be very involved in the cover of the mace, because the way he behaves toward the mace is the way others are going to behave toward him. That someone who's maspid other people, they'll be maspid him eventually. Di yikbar yikbarune. Someone who buries other people, they'll bury him. Di yitan yitanune. Someone who carries the burden of the mace to bring him to kvura carries him, so they'll do the same to him. Di yidal yidune. Someone who raises his voice in hespid about other people, they'll raise their voice in hespid over him. Wait a second, we already said hespid. We already said di yispad yispadune. So now we're saying raise his voice in hespid again. So that ein el yo says, yeah, there are two types of hespid. There's a hespid that you're maspid achar amita before the kvura, that as the coffin is there, and you say that, so that's the yispad yispadunei. And then there's the hespid that they're maspid lachar zman, the hespid that they do after the kvura over the course of the shiva or the shloshim, that they say divrei hespid, and that's the yidal yidunei. V'yigadamri, and some say that yidal in lashon in a different lashon, to lo yidal yidune, that someone who's not doesn't act arrogantly, he lowers himself to be osik in the tzarchei kvura of other people, so they will lift him up in shemayim. He's going to be given extra cover in shemayim. Tichsev kitov armelacha aleihena. The pasuk continues, me'ashpilcha lefnei nadav asher ro'einecha. That better for you to go and elevate yourself in shemayim than to be elevated with a sense of gaiva in this world. Better to lower yourself and engage in burying the mace rather than acting arrogantly in this world and not burying the mace. Now the Hafla points out that Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef, "Sisa imadi chesed ve'emes." And Rashi and Chumash writes, "Why is it called chesed ve'emes? Because what is the chesed that's truly chesed shel emes? That's chesed she'osin ma'mesim she'enu mitzape l'tashlum gemul." Right? Rashi writes in Chumash that what makes it a chesed shel emes that you do with mesim? Because there's no way they're ever going to pay you back. You're never going to get paid back for such a chesed. It's a one way chesed. And over here, what do we say? V'achai yitein alibo is that pay attention because everything is going to come around. Everything is going to get paid back. So asks the Hafla. I don't know if Hafla was Pinchas Alevi Ish Horovitz. He was a Talmud of the Magen Mezerich, but he became a Rav in Germany. So he was never able to say Chasidus. It was very annoying to him. But they say that, I just sort of shech to say, that when the Hafla died, he used to have a special pair of tefillin that he would wear on Chol HaMoed, and no one was allowed to touch his tefillin. It was a special holy Chol HaMoed tefillin. And then after he died, they opened it up and they saw there were no parshios in there because he was in Germany, so he had to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but he was a chassid. He wasn't going to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So the Hafla writes that Afal Pikein, it's not like a gemul that you would normally get, because over there the chesed, the guy you do the chesed with is mishalim the gemul. Over here the chesed im amesim, the mace doesn't give you any gemul back. You're makabel the gemul min hashemayim. You're makabel the payback min hashemayim, and that's how Yaakov says asisim idi chesed v'emes. Klapa Yaakov it's chesed v'emes because Yaakov is never going to be able to pay him back. Others suggest differently, that all Rashi says is Eino Mitzapel Tashlum Gemul. You're not hoping to have this Tashlum Gemul anytime soon. You're not Mitzapel, because the Tashlum Gemul is only when the person who's doing this Chesed ultimately dies themselves. So he's hoping that doesn't happen for a very long time. So it's not that he's not going to receive a Tashlum Gemul, it's that he's not thinking, oh, can't wait for the Tashlum Gemul, because he'd rather not have that Tashlum Gemul for a very long time. Tanu Rabban, Kishemesu Banu Shal Rabbi Shmuel, Nichlas Rabban Zekenim Lenachamo. When the sons of Rabbi Yishmael died, Banav of Rabbi Yishmael. So four Zekedim came to be Menachemim, and they are Rabbi Tafron, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Loz ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva. So he kept pretty good company. So Amalam Rabbi Tafron. Rabbi Tafron said to the other Zekedim before they went into Rabbi Yishmael, before they went into the Shiva house, Du'u Shechachem Gadolhu. You have to realize Rabbi Yishmael is a very great Chacham. Ubaki ba'agados. He's an expert in all agados. Ali Kani Sechel Mechem Letoch Divrei Chavero. So none of us should enter into the words of the other of us. What on earth does that mean? What kind of instruction is that? Three different interpretations that you find in the Rishonim and Achronim. Rabbi Shlomo ben Ayosom suggests kipshuto, that you shouldn't interrupt each other, and that's going to be a genai. And Rabbi Shmuel is going to get upset that we're not respecting each other properly, that each one is interrupting or rejecting each other. The Ran says that since he's a Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Shmuel is such a great Talmud Chacham, each one should say something independent and shouldn't just repeat that which the other one said. Sometimes, you know, people could use the chazara and they're not going to remember what the first guy said. But he says, no, remember, Rabbi Shmuel is a big bucky. He knows all the agados. Whatever we say, that's going to be a little bit creative. Don't repeat it because he's going to remember anyway. The Marsha suggests that you shouldn't get involved in a conversation in halacha because Rabbi Shmuel won't be able to hold himself back from participating in the conversation. And he's an avel. He's a big chacham and a bucky, so he's not going to be able to. We start talking in learning, he's going to talk in learning with us, but he's an avelus. He's not supposed to be talking in learning with us, so we should hold back from doing that. So Rabbi Akiva Aniachron. Rabbi Akiva says, okay, I'll go last, meaning assuming that what he meant was we shouldn't repeat what each other said. So Rabbi Akiva said, I'm confident no one's got my Dvar Torah. You know, it's like the last speaker at the offer for the Shavuot Brachos, that it's okay, I know there's only one Dvar Torah you could say relating to getting married on this Parsha, and the first five speakers might, I know mine is creative enough. I'm not worried no one's going to take my speech because it's on a parsha in the middle of the summer or something. You know, like sometimes you always have someone who, you know, has nothing to do with anything. So he said, Rabbi Akiva says, Ani Achron, I'll be Achron. Pasuk Rabbi Shmuel va'amar. So Rabbi Shmuel started saying, he started the conversation, he was the Avel. Rabbu Avonosav Tichvu Avelav Hitriach Rabosav Pam Rishon Ushnia. He was saying about himself that I must have done so many Averos that I became an Avel multiple times. It's Kishemesu Banav. It wasn't only one son that died, it was several. And therefore I was Matriach Merabeim, that they had to come to be Menachemi several times. They had to come to be Menachemi one time after the other. And that's what Rashi says, that Shnei Banim in two different times. So he had multiple Avelos, multiple times that he sat Shiva, and they had to come visit him each time. The Marsha points out that the Gemara is makbid to point out that it was Pasach Rabbi Shmuel. He's the one that started, because we're going to see later in today's daf that that no one else is allowed to speak until the Avel speaks first. So Rabbi Shmuel knew that it was on him to begin the conversation. So it was Pasach Rabbi Shmuel. So then Rabbi Tavron Vamar. So Rabbi Tavron was the first one to speak, and he says, you know, the Torah says, and Moshe says to Aaron Ubanav, after the death of Nadav Avihu, V'achechem kol beis Yisrael yivku es ha-sreifa, that everyone's going to cry about the sreifa. V'alod varm kal v'chomer, man Nadav Avihu shlo asa l'mitzvah achas, that Nadav Avihu on the day that they died only did one mitzvah d'chsiv, because it says v'yakrivu b'nei Aaron es ha-damei lav, that they brought to Aaron the dam of the carbon to be nizrak on the mizbeach, and in the zchus of that mitzvah, kach, there was zochet to kol Yisrael being yivku es ha-sreifa, to all of the Jewish people being misabel over their death. So banav shel Rabbi Shmuel, alachas kama v'kama, the offspring of Rabbi Shmuel, who learned Torah and taught Torah and were mekayim so many mitzvos, all the more so that they deserve all the hesped and all the avelus that people have for them. And then Rabbi Yosef Glili v'amar, Rabbi Yosef Glili then said that it says by the nevuah of Achiyahu to the Eishes Yeravam, as far as the death of her son Aviah, v'saftu lo kol Yisrael v'kavru oso, that all of the Jewish people were masped him and buried him. So alo dvarim kal v'chomer, uma Aviah ben Yeravam, if Aviah the son of Yeravam, shlo asal ledavar echatov, who only did one good thing, tichsiv, because it says in the Hemshech of the Pasuk, yam nimtzabo dover tov, that they found a dover tov that he used to do, kach, and nevertheless, all of Klal Yisrael is engaged in the hesped, banav shel Rabbi Shmuel, achs kama v'kama, the offspring of Rabbi Shmuel, who did so many mitzvos, so all the more so that they deserve all of Klal Yisrael being masped them. So my davar tov, what was the one good thing that Aviah did, that Aviah the son of Yeravam did, that he was zochet to such a kavura? Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Chinna bar Papa, chad amar shebitel mishmarta. One says that the davar tov was that Yeravam was always worried that if people would be olah l'regel to bring their karbanos to the Beis Hamikdash, they're going to see that the melech from the Malchus based David is able to have yeshiva ba'azara, while Yeravam is not able to have yeshiva ba'azara, meaning this was the split of the Malchus between Rechavam and Yeravam, but Rechavam was the rightful descendant of the Malchus based David, and the halacha is in yeshiva ba'azara elul malchi based David bilvad. The only people that are allowed to sit in the azara are kings that descend from the Malchus based David. So Yeravam was worried that if everyone's going to be able to regal to the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to see that Rechavam is the one who gets to sit in the azara, and then they're going to say, oh, Rechavam is the real king, and they're not going to respect Yeravam as the king over the 10 tribes. So therefore, he made it that no one is allowed to go to be Olah L'Regel. And Aviah was not worried about this, and he was Mevatel his own godless for Olah L'Regel. He wasn't worried about the fact that no one's going to view him as king, and he went to be Olah L'Regel anyway. That he got rid of the guards that used to stand guard to make sure Shalom Yalu Yisrael L'Regel, that Jewish people, that the 10 tribes would not go to be Olah L'Regel. When it came time for Aviah to be Mashkiach al Aderech, to watch on the road, he was Mevatel the Shmira, and he didn't stop anybody from being Olah L'Regel, because he knew that that was the proper mitzvah. Yeravam, of course, set up two golden calves, and he set up an alternate service instead of being Olah L'Regel. So his son Aviah took care of that and didn't do like that. So that was his great mitzvah for which he deserved all of this hesped. Then it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's turn to talk, and he said about the nevuah of Yirmiyo Tzidkiyo, that the pasuk says in Yirmiyo, "B'shalom tamus u'b'misrafos havasecha amlachem arishonim asharei l'fnecha kein yisrafu lach." And the pasuk continues, "V'hay adon yispedu lach ki davar ani dibarti nu'm Hashem." That he tells him he's not going to die b'cherev, he's going to die b'kavod. and after he dies, they're going to burn all of his clay tashmish like they did for his forefathers, and that's the minute that they would do for Malachim, that people don't use the items of a melech after a melech dies. So Valodvarm Kalbachomer Umatzit Kyo Melch Yehuda Shlo Asa El Mitzvah Achas. Tzidkiyo Melch Yehuda only did this one mitzvah, Sheli Yirmiyo Minatit, that he took Yirmiyo out of the mud. So Kach, and nevertheless he zochet to be to such a kavadik burial. So Banav Shal Rabbi Shmuel, Achas Kamav Kamad, the children of Rabbi Shmuel are certainly Zoch and deserving of such a burial. After Yirmiyahu was misnabe, that Yerushalayim would fall in the hands of the Melech Bavel, and all the residents of Yerushalayim would die. So the Sarim, faulted him for making the warriors feel dejected that they weren't gonna, then they wouldn't be able to fight anymore. So they threw him into a bor of mud. They threw him into a bor tit. So when Tzidkiyahu heard that that's what they did to Yirmiyahu, so he was mitzavet to take him out of the bar. That's the mitzvah that we're referring to. You find that very often in the Navi, that it was shoot the messenger, that the Navi is the messenger of God. He's just repeating, he's delivering the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to deliver. But people didn't like it. If they didn't like the message, so they took it out on the Navi. Then Rabbi Kiva Vamer. Then Rabbi Kiva was the final speaker, and he spoke about the Hesped, about those who were killed by the Umas HaOlam in the time of Galus. B'yomahu Yigdal HaMispid B'Yerushalayim K'mispat HaTadriman B'Bikas Megidon. That the Navi Zechariah describes about the Achris Hayamim, that there's going to be a great hesped in Yerushalayim in the Achris Hayamim, like the great hesped of Hatadrimon Bibikas Megidon. So Gemara says, Vamar Yosef Ilmoli Targum Idaikra. Without the Targum of this pasuk, Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef, who's a great expert in Targum, said, without the Targum of this pasuk, Lo Havayodana Maika Amar. I would never know what it means. That Lefi Pshuto, it sounds like he's talking about a particular hesped, one hesped, but it can't be because we don't find anywhere that they were maspid hadadrimon in Bikas Megiddo. So you need the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel to explain. Right? We learned at the beginning of Maseches Megillah that Yonasan ben Uziel was the one that came to be Metargim the Navi. That Unklus was Metargim the Torah, Yonasan ben Uziel was Metargim the Navi, and that the Ksuvim, they weren't allowed to be Metargim. So Be'idna hu Yaski Mispadu B'Yerushalayim Ki Mispadu Da'achav Bar Omri De'katol Yosei Hadadrimon Ben Tavrimon Megiddo. It's not describing a single hesped. It's describing two different hespeds. That at the time of the Geula, the hesped is going to be so great in Yerushalayim, like the hesped of Achav that was killed by the Drimon ben Tavrimon in Ramot Gilad, and like the hesped of Yoshio ben Amon that was killed by Paro Necho in Bikas Megiddo. So those were the two great hespedim that we're referring to. That's what the hesped last level is going to be like. So now Rabbi Kiva goes on and says Valo Dvarm Kal Vachomer Uma Achav Melech Yisrael Shalos Ala Dover Echatov. Achav Melech Yisrael only did one good thing in his life, Tichsiv, because the pasuk says by the Melchama with Aram that Va Melech Hayamam Merkava Nochach Aram, that after he was wounded, he strengthened himself and he continued to fight against Aram without people realizing that he was wounded, and if they feel dejected, if they felt that if they saw that he was wounded, and they would run away from the war. So Kach, and he had such bravery on the battlefield. So Banav Shalai Bishmal Achas Kamav Kama. So if he deserves such aspect for that one mitzvah, so but the children of Rabbi Shmal Alachas Kamav Kama. But all four had the same basic theme, that they picked someone in history who had a very great honor in their hesped, and they said, and that person only did one mitzvah. So for one mitzvah they get such great honor, so the children of Rabbi Shmal all the more so. So the Achronim, the Rishonim, are a little bothered by this. All these people really only did one mitzvah? That's not really true that they only did one mitzvah. Nadav and Avihu did many, many mitzvahs. Not only did they do many mitzvahs, Moshe Rabbeinu said about them to Aaron, Hu asher dibar Hashem le'mar b'krovaya kadesh, that I thought that you and I were holy, but your children were even holier. Tzidkio was a tzadik gamur. Even Achav, we find another mitzvah, that after Elio gave him Musar for killing Navasi Israeli, so it says, Vayikras begadav. So he was nichna. He tore his garments and he did a little bit of tshuva. So Rashi says that the Gemara only brings these mitzvos that are samach l'misasam, that it's only the mitzvos that we're identifying that caused them to be zocha to the kvura and the hesped. And that's what we're saying, that what brought about this kvura and hesped were these mitzvos, but not that it's the only mitzvos that they did. Tosfos writes L'gabei Tzidkiyahu, that even though he was a tzadik gamur, in the Pesukim often we only find that this one mitzvah that he was mitzvah to be take Yirmiyo from the mud. But all the achronim then work on this question of why it is that we say that they only did one mitzvah. But now the Gemara says, wait a second, once we're talking about Tzidkiyo, that that he dies b'shalom. Amalei Rav L'Rab Bar Mari k'siv b'tzidkiyo b'shalom tamos. It says by tzidkiyo b'shalom tamos uksiv. And after they brought him to Nebuchadnezzar, it says ve'eseini tzidkiyo iver. They blinded his eyes and they kept him captive. So how could you say that b'shalom tamos that it was ever fulfilled? That doesn't seem to be how he really died. So Amalei Hachi. So Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Bar Mari said to Rav, here's how Rabbi Yochanan explained it. Shemes Nebuchadnezzar b'yamav. Nebuchadnezzar died before him. So even though he was taken into captivity, after Nebuchadnezzar died, they freed Tzidkiyo, and then he was able to die. Al mitasu b'shalom. So even though he was taken and blinded, and he suffered terribly, but in the end, he was meis b'shalom. He was able to die in peace. V'yamar Rav L'Rab Bar Mari, k'siv baby Yoshio. It says about Yoshio, who's misnave, and about who Chulda Nevi'o was misnave about, l'chein hinni yosivcha elav asecha v'nesavta el kvor asecha b'shalom. So k'siv, so it says that he's going to be buried, and everything's going to go b'shalom. And when he fights Paru Nechau, it says Vayoru Ayorum L'Melech Yoshio V'amar Vidom Rav Shasu K'kvara, that they put so many holes in his body, they made him like a sieve. So which is it? So Amalei Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explained that one as well. Shlochar Beis Hamikdash B'yamav, that the fact that he died B'shalom means that the Beis Hamikdash was not destroyed during his lifetime. But in Chinami, he died a very gruesome death. He was shot at, and he had so many holes in his body that his body was made like a sieve. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ein Menach. So now going back to the halachos of Beis Avel, the Menachem are not allowed to say anything until the Avel speaks first. Pihu, that afterwards Eov opened his mouth, v'hadar v'yad Eliphaz HaTemani, and then Eliphaz HaTemani spoke. But first, Eov had to speak. The Aruch HaShulchan explains that the Indian of Nichum Avelim is to be matzdik the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Eov says, Hashem Nasa Hashem Lokach, Hashem Hashem Mavarach, Me'atav Yad Olam. So it's appropriate that he should say the Tzidik HaDin first, and only afterwards the Menachemim should speak. That's a question whether the phrase Hamakom Yenachem is a fulfillment of Nichum Avelim. The Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva and Aruch Chaim Chelek Hei Siman Chaf that the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim is not only saying Hamakom Yenachem, you're giving him chizik that he should be misnachem, because that alone is a person who's not misnachem from. The mitzvah of Nichum Avelim is what we find by Chevrei Iyov, that they say words of Nechama to him, and his raya is from our sugya that Rabbi Yochanan says that Benachem I'm not allowed to say anything until the Avil says something first. Achre came Pasach Yovis Piu, and then Vayan Eliphaz HaTemani. So you see that that by saying Amokim Minachem, it's not you don't say Achi Yiftacha Avil. That bracha is shaykh even if the Avil didn't say anything. I mean, what happens if you sit there and the Avil doesn't say anything before you leave the house? You still say Amokim Minachem. Must be that that's not the actual words of Nechama. One could argue that maybe there are no words of Nechama in certain situations. Sometimes the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim is just being there, is just being present. But Moshe says that it's not just the phrase, it's not like it's a magic phrase, it's a bracha that you give the Avel before leaving the base Avel. How do we know that the seating arrangement in the base Avel is that the Avel sits at the head? That when I was in my gedula, I would show the way that there would be Messiah with me how to behave, and I would sit barosh like a melech begdud and like an avel hamisnachem. So you see in the mashal of Eov where he describes what it's like to sit barosh, he gives the mashal of an avel hamisnachem. So you see an avel hamisnachem is supposed to be barosh. So yinachem achrini mashma, wait, but it doesn't say misnachem, it says yinachem. It sounds like the people who are giving the nechama should sit barosh. So Amar Nachem Bar Yitzchak yinachem ksiv, it's written the way it should be pronounced is Yinachem, it's not Yinachem, but Yinachem, that the one who is receiving the Nechama. Marzucha Amar Mehacha, Marzucha has a different pasuk. The pasuk says in the Musar that Amos gave, Visar Mirzach Sruchim, so we darshan Mirzach, the Avel, who is Mar Vizach, so Nasa Sar Lesruchim, he becomes the head of those who are dejected, of those who are suffering, meaning he sits at the head of the table. Amar Abicham Rechanina, Minayin Lechasan Shemesim Barosh, how do I know that a chasan also sits on the dais? Shenemar kechasan yechayin pe'er ma kohen barosh av chasan barosh, that chasan is compared to a kohen, so he's yechayin pe'er, so just like a kohen is barosh, you always give cover to the kohen, a chasan is also barosh. Kohen gufa minolan, where do I know that you give cover to a kohen? The Tanna de Bein Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanna de Bein Rabbi Shmuel teaches vikidashto, the pasuk says vikidashto lekol davar shebekedusha. From there you see that you will let the kohen go first for kol davar shebekedusha, which means Liftoach Rishon, to begin with Kriyas HaTorah first, he's the first Ola. Ulevarich Rishon, when it comes to Brich Samotzi and Brich Samozin by Suuda, he's the one that leads. V'litol Mani Yafab Rishon, when you're coming to divide up, whether it's food or something else, so you let the Kohen take the first money, he takes the first portion, so you see the Kohen is Notel Barosh. So the Tosas writes Dafka in such a way where the Yisrael says Yitol Mani Yafab, but if the Yisrael doesn't tell him, then the Kohen should not go and take the Mani Yafab first, because there's a Gemara that says, anyone who's always trying to get the best portion for themselves is Einarasim Bracha Liolam. So Tosfos says it can't be that the Kohen is supposed to try to behave that way to get the money Yafa. It means that it's the Yisrael's job to honor the Kohen that he should take the money Yafa. Then Tosfos says that Nir Alomer, that since that's the din to be Notel Chelik Yafa, maybe that Inyan of Psacha, of the Gemara Psachim, doesn't apply. Maybe that's only talking to Yisraelim or to where everybody's in the same boat, that Gemara Psachim, about not being the one who's interested in the money yafa. But maybe Enochinami, the Kohen is allowed to go take the money yafa even without being prompted to do so by Yisraelim. However, the Rush writes that because of the Gemara Psachim, that you can't say that this is talking about Chalukas HaShutfas, that even if the Yisrael is maskim, it's not mistaver to darshan the pasuk to be margil the Kohen to do something that he's not really normally supposed to do. So he says this is talking about the Chalukah of Tzedakah, that you give a Kohen who's an ani the Chalik yafa. Or a money yafa b'su'uda, but not by a chiluk of a shutfus, not by a dissolving of a partnership where the Kohen would get the money yafa. That far we would not go. I'm Reb Chanina. Kashi yitzias neshama min aguf, kitzipari b'pi aveshet. That the yitzias neshama, leaving the guf, is like a rope that has a knot in it that's being pulled out from a hole in the boat, meaning it doesn't pull smoothly. It's very rough and it doesn't come out easily. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kifturi b'fi veshet, like the large ropes that they would tie two boats with together, that they would that it's hard to take them apart from each other. It's hard to untie the knot. So that's the neshama, so attached to the guf. If a person, different types of people, yesterday we learned about like the hair from the milk. If a person has a very holy neshama, is not so connected to his guf and is more connected to Shemayim, so then it will come out more easily. But the more the neshama is brought down into the guf, so the more difficult it is to pull it out of the guf. When someone is saying goodbye to a mace, don't say lech lishalom, say lech bishalom. And if the minachai, when you're taking leave of a living person, lo yomer lo lech bishalom, el lech lishalom. Don't say lech bishalom, rather lech lishalom. And if the minames lo yomer lo lech lishalom, el lech bishalom. Shneimar, how do I know that? Because the haftacha Hashem gives to Avram Avinu va'ata tavo el avosecha bishalom. It's talking about this petira. And if the minachai lo yomer lo lech bishalom, el lech lishalom. How do I know that when you're saying goodbye to a living person, you say lech lishalom? Shari David. David said to Avshalom, "Lech bishalom," and halach nitla. And what happened to Avshalom? He was hanged by his hair on a tree, and he was killed. Yisro shamer leMoshe, but Yisro said to Moshe when he returned from Midian to Mitzrayim, "Lech lishalom, halach v'tzliach." He was matzliach in an extraordinary way. He became the leader of the nation. He took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. V'yamar Rabbi Levi, kol yotzim beis haknesses to beis hamedrash. Anyone who goes out from the beis haknesses to the beis hamedrash, Beis HaMedrash to Beis HaKnesses, and goes from Beis HaMedrash back to the Beis HaKnesses, meaning all day he's learning and he's davening. So zocher mekabel pnei shechina. When he dies, he's going to be zocher to be mekabel pnei shechina. That's what the Talmud Rashba says, that's what it's talking about on the day of his death. Shenemar yelchu mechayil el chayil yeroyal el kim betzion. Mechayil el chayil means to go from the base medrash to the base knesset, from the base knesset to the base medrash, and from the amal of Torah to the amal of tefillah. So yeroyal el kim betzion, he's going to be zocher to see the pnei shechina in Sion Shalmaila. In Shemayim, he's going to see he's going to see the Pnei Elokim. That's the bracha for someone who's always running from one good thing to the next. Shulchan Aruch, we pass in this in Simon Kufn and Hesif Aleph, that after a person leaves the Beis HaKnesses, he should go to the Beis Medrash and learn a little bit. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that Bizman HaGemara, the Beis HaKnesses, was miyuchad only for tefillah. The Beis Medrash was miyuchad only for learning. So they would daven in the Beis HaKnesses and learn in the Beis Medrash. So now we daven in our Batei Midrashos, so it's still shaykh that after the tefillah, you should get together with a few people to learn a few Mishnayos or something. Yelchu mechayil el chayil, says the Mishmur, we should always go from one strength to the other. And then the Masechta concludes, Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, Tamid Chacham Ein La Menucha Afilu L'Olam Haba, Tamid Chacham Don't Have Menucha in Olam Haba, if they go from Gan Eden to Rekia, from Rekia to Gan Eden, and they enjoy all of the benefits of Olam Haba, Shnamar Yelchu mechayil el chayil, Yerol el Kim B'tzion. It's not like there's a retirement. They enjoy Yerol el Kim B'tzion. They have no Menucha. Rashi says that we should say they have no menucha. It's a shevach that they go migan eden l'rakia. That's what it means. It doesn't mean something negative that they're going to be distracted and disturbed in olam haba. It means only something positive. The Tosa Rush says eden menucha means that just like they're amel in Torah in olam hazeh, they'll be able to be amel in Torah in the yeshiva shel maila, and that amelus in Torah is going to be the most beautiful and enjoyable amelus in Torah. So ajmal afel megalchin slikul amaseches my katan b'Hashem. Tomorrow Elisha will pick up with Maseches Chagiga. I'm going to be away for a week. I'll be mostly in Eretz Yisrael next week, and then Be'ez Hashem, I'll be back next Shabbos. And I thank Alicia in advance for taking the next 8 tapim. So thank you very much.